Hello, everyone. Hop on in, hop on in. I'm going to change my name. I'm Coach MJ. I am here with you this evening, and I'm super excited talking about one of my favorite things. Let me know if you can hear me. Just give me a thumbs up. Click on the reactions and let me know. Yes, Mickey, you get me. You're stuck with me tonight. All right, everybody can hear me. All right, so let me pull up. I don't remember which coach is on with me tonight. I should have probably looked at that. Lisa, it doesn't say Coach Lisa. Is that you, Lisa? Let me know in the chat if that's you. Lisa, is that you? Say yes one more time. I don't know if you... Okay. All right. Lisa's going to be in the chat and the Q&A. Make sure when you are using the chat that you have selected not just host and panelists, but everyone. You want to make sure that everyone can see your comments. If you have any questions, Lisa is in the Q&A and the chat as well. So make sure that you use her up while she's here. So if you don't know me, I am Coach MJ. I am the head coach here at NoBS. I'm the head of the member success team as well. And I'm so excited you're here. So tonight's call is all about, you know, this week we're kind of focusing on module 2 of the NoBS weight loss course. And we're going to be talking about journaling and the 4 N's. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to go through a worksheet tonight to uncover some of our old shitties about diets. And then I'm going to help you put some of those through the 4 N's that you learn about in module 2 of NoBS. And then if there is time, we may pull some people up and coach you through a couple of your 4 N's that you have that you've been working on. I want to teach a little bit about it. Well, as we go through the worksheet, I'll explain a little bit more about what the 4 N's are and how you can use them in your journaling, how it's going to help you get your weight loss that you are here for. And I am just excited to talk about it. So we are talking about module 2, lesson 2 through 5 on this call. And that is all about the 4 N's. So I'm going to share my screen to show you exactly what we're talking about, show you the worksheet on the website. If you do not have the worksheet, it's not a problem. You can just look at the questions and either mentally jot down some of your old shitty thoughts, or if you have just a blank sheet of paper and a pen, that works as well. So I'm going to share my screen for you. Oh, what happened to my website? I don't know what happened to my website. There we go. Here we are. There it is. I found it. All right. So here is the website. When you pull up nobswomen.com, this is what you see. You see these things. So we are talking about the NoBS weight loss course, and we are talking about module 2. So down to module 2, we're doing the 4 N's. And so we are going to be doing this worksheet, which is inside of module 2, but I'm just going to pull it up for you right now. It is the past diet worksheet. You can find that in module 2, and Lisa will link you to it in the chat. So we're talking about our past diet history. So, you know, we're all here to lose weight. You can use this worksheet for anything. Boss is being an ass. Partner doesn't cooperate. Kids don't want to do what they're supposed to do. All that sort of stuff. You can use it. But tonight, we're going to focus on diet, the diet stories we have about our diet past. So, we're going to start by noticing our old shitties. And how do you even notice your old shitties? It starts with journaling. So a lot of people hear the word journaling and they're like, oh God. Like I think back when I first joined NoBS, I think about journaling. I thought about every year when I asked my mama for that diary with that little key that, you know, anybody could have basically gotten into. And this was going to be the year. I was going to write it down. Dear diary, do the whole nine yards. It was going to be fantastic. And then I wrote my name in it and my address and my phone number. And then I never looked at it again, lost the key. And then the next year I would ask for the same thing. And I was determined I was going to be a journaler. I was not a journaler. When I joined Corinne, I had a whole heap full of those old broken diary books. And I just had this amazing story that I could not be a journaler. I did not have deep thoughts. I did not know what to write. I did not know how to write down things, none of that stuff. And so Corinne, though, has designed the planner. When you fill out your plan, your 24-hour plan every day, and you work in your planner, she asks some good questions in there. If you're filling out the planner, congratulations, you're a journaler. It's just thoughts. You just want to like dump out your brain. You thinking things in there all the time, good, bad, and different. And it is just giving you an opportunity to write down on a piece of paper what is running wild in your brain. So you can do it so many ways. If you are wanting to work on something specific in the planner, we give you journal prompts. You can use, well, we have a 30-day journal too. There's a planner and then there's the 30-day journal on the website. We give you tons of prompts. You can just write about the question. When I first started, it was easier for me just to write sentences that came into my brain. So I would sit down with a piece of paper and I would write, today's going to suck. I don't have enough time. I need to let the change out the litter box. I hate doing that. I hope I can find what I need at the grocery store. I really don't know what I want to cook for dinner. Like, it was literally just writing sentences down. So you could do it like that Dear Diary kind of format, just kind of free writing. You can use a journal prompt, or you can just write down some thoughts that are going through your brain. That's it. And remember, a thought is just a sentence that is running through your head. Something you think about something. So we're asking you in this worksheet to think about diets that you've done in the past. And we've done them all, right? Like I've done them, you've done them, we've all done them. And we give you a couple of examples here. I have to cut carbs to lose weight. I need to do more than plan, drink water, and sleep to lose weight. Weight loss is really hard. I can't have what I love and lose weight. Those are some thoughts. So type in the chat, what are some thoughts that you have about diets and what it takes to lose weight, your old shitty thoughts. Jennifer, I'll get Lisa to link you to the journaling, the journal on the website. So some old shitty thoughts that you have. I need to exercise. I can't have sweets and lose weight. There you go. I have to fast. I don't have the energy to do another program. I have to cut out alcohol. No, I'm living proof of that. So is Coach Lisa. No carbs. You have to be hungry. There's no point. I'll just gain it back. Yes. I can't do deprivation anymore. I have to be really strict. It's too hard. Okay, so I want all of us to take one or two of those thoughts. We ask you for five on this worksheet, but in the interest of time, just write down one or two. I have pulled up this fillable PDF that's on the website. You remember, all of our worksheets are fillable, downloadable, printable PDFs. So you can do whatever you want to with these. So let's think about, we'll just take a couple of minutes and write down a couple of the old shitty thoughts that you have about dieting, about your past diet history, what you think it takes to lose weight. Let's just go ahead, write a couple of them down. And this is the notice in the four N's. So this is the first step in the four N's. It's just noticing what you're thinking, what thoughts are going on in your brain, what you think it's going to take to lose weight. That's all it is. You just write down whatever you notice. And it's just one thought about it. Okay. Everybody got their magical thought, their old shitty magical thought. So next, after you have your thought, we're going to go to the second N, normalize. So I want you to take your old shitty thought that you identified in notice. And now in step two, we're going to normalize it. Now, we are not trying to do anything with this thought. We are not changing it. It is still our old. This is how we are identifying what we're thinking. And now we're going to let ourselves know why it is normal. So Corinne gives us an example in this worksheet. It's normal that you think counting calories is the only way to lose weight because it's what you've done in the past. It's normal to feel like you have to change your body by talking negatively to yourself because that's something many of us are taught to do at a young age. Okay. It's normal to think that you have to fast because you've lost weight twice in the past with fasting. Like, why would it be normal? It is normal to think that because we see it in the media all the time. My favorite is, it's normal for me to think this right now because I've been thinking that for a really, really long time. It's normal for me to think these things. We are conditioned, and God bless, if your mama was like my mama, she carried me to every diet that we could go on together. It was going to be our journey. And I had every rule, like it was going to be hard. It was, you know, it had to be hard. You had to cut out things you love. Who remembers this saying? What, you know, how did you lose weight? If it tastes good, don't eat it. Like, how many times have we heard that? That was how I was raised. So it would be normal for me as a 40-year-old woman who has been carrying all these bullshit stories for the whole entirety of my damn life to be thinking them now. I've never tried to think anything different. So it's normal that I would still be thinking that way. It's all I've ever known. Those are some reasons that thinking the way that you currently think is normal. Yeah, it's what my brain's been thinking for years. What I've been thinking for years. It's normal to keep thinking it. So it's just like turning the temperature down and giving yourself a little bit of grace. Nothing wrong with a thought. It is normal to have thoughts. It's normal to have those thoughts because it's all we've ever known. All right. So normalize. This is just when we are figuring out what's going on in our brain. Then the third N. So do you have your normal? We've noticed our one thought that we're going to work on tonight. Now we've normalized it. Now we go to neutralize. So this is the one that has been kind of hosing people up a little bit. So I'm going to spend a good bit of time on neutralize. So if your thought is, let me see. Oh, neutralizes the facts. So it is just what is going on in the situation that you have a thought about. So in this case, maybe we're thinking about calorie deficit. Like I have to starve myself in order to lose weight. That's your thought. Have to be hungry in order to lose weight. You want to look at the facts. I am in no BS. I eat when I'm hungry. I stop when I've had enough. Those are the facts. That is what is actually going on. You are in no BS. You could, a fact is, in no BS, they don't count calories because we don't count calories in no BS. It is whatever the situation is that you're having the thought about. And it needs to be something that we could take in front of the amazing Judge Judy. And she would say, yes, that is a fact. No descriptors, no adjectives, just the facts. Okay. Yes, we are in no BS. We don't count calories here. So I want y'all to take that. You've already noticed your old shitty thought. And now we've realized how normal it is to think that thought. I want you to put in the chat the neutralize. How have you neutralized this for yourself? Put some facts in there. This is my favorite thing to talk about. Y'all know that figuring out what a fact was versus a thought was what helped me get weight loss. Biggest gift she ever gave me. I'm trying to read, but Betty says, does this sound right? I have to cut alcohol turns into I plan alcohol because I am in no BS and still lose weight. That is still a thought. Okay. I want you to we're going to break it down even more. I'm in no BS. Alcohol is on my plan. That's it. I'm a member of no BS. Alcohol is on my plan. Yeah. I plan sweets. It could even be Babs. It could even be sweets. Plan sweets. That's it. Women lose weight and eat sugar. Yeah, that is a fact. There are women who lose weight and eat sugar, but I want you to even get more factual. I eat sugar. I'm in no BS. Mary, age is not a factor in losing weight. That is still a thought because there are people out there who may not agree with you. I am 40 years old. That is the neutralize. That is the absolute fact. Lucy says, I have lost weight in the past, so I know I will do it again. That's a thought. Okay. That could be the next step, your next best thought, but, lost 40 pounds in 1973. That's your fact. She said words. Yes. What if it is about something, you can say they said these words. If I'm not hungry when I wake up, I don't have to eat breakfast. So that's like a sentence. That's like a thought. I want just the facts. Like, how can we break that down even more? So, I eat when I'm hungry, whatever. Plan breakfast, whatever it is. Let's see. I eat sugar. I love that. Yes, I'm in no BS. No BS does not count points. That is a fact. Now, this is a good one. Jen Romero says, I'm in no BS and it doesn't require me to be perfect or strict to succeed. I'm going to tell you, you could ask 1,000 people and somebody might disagree with you. So we need to make that even more factual. I'm in no BS. We do the four basics. That's it. Because if you looked at strict and succeed and require, those are all descriptor words. We got to get rid of all of those. So Emma, I have lost weight before and I have gained weight back. I lost X amount of pounds. I gained X amount of pounds. Really factual. I'm in no BS. Snacks are on my plan. Very good. Cindy says, how would you neutralize? I need to exercise to lose weight. It's just your thoughts about exercise. That's all it is. You just put exercise. And then you decide what you want to think about exercise in the next one. I have been overweight since my teens. Okay, overweight is a thought. Overweight is a thought. It's just I weigh this amount of pounds. I like carbs is a thought. It's just carbs. It's what you think about carbs. The thought you have about carbs is that I like them. So just carbs. Remember, no descriptors. So no descriptors. let me see. My wheel is spinning over here. Hold on 1 second. It won't let me scroll anymore. Somebody says there are no food restrictions. Sue, I would beg to differ. I'm in no BS. There are no food restrictions. So if you're diabetic, your doctor has given you restrictions and you may or may not choose to go with that. So that's still a thought because it's a descriptor. You will lose weight if you follow the four basics is a thought. I am in no BS. We have the four basics. I can eat less. That's still a thought, right? Like that's a descriptor. I have a plan. I follow doable hunger or whatever. All right. Gosh, y'all are active in there. And then even if like, yeah, I just want you to like, so somebody says I eat when hungry and stop when satisfied. Like that's not even a fact for me, right? Sometimes I don't. It's not true all the time. So it could be I'm in no BS. We have the four basics. Yes. Linda Bass, I mean, no BS. And it's about the four basics. Yes. Yes. And I would even say, Leslie says, I'm a caregiver. I am in no BS. I have lost weight in no BS. I would even get more factual. I have lost 20 pounds in no BS, whatever it is. A fact does not have to be positive, but it's not negative either. It is actually just straight up facts. It's not positive. It's not negative. If I'm sitting down telling you this story about Susie is a good example. I'm in no BS and I can overeat and still lose weight. If I told my friend that, she'd be like, oh, what? Tell me more. You can overeat and lose weight. I want to do that. That's so exciting. That's not a fact. If anybody would sit up and be like, girl, tell me about it. It's not neutral. It's still a thought. I'm in no BS. Your thought about it is that you can overeat. And we don't have to be perfect in no BS, right? But it's how can I turn the temperature down and just get to the facts? Nobody's sitting up and taking notice of what you're saying. It's just what is. It is what a judge would agree with. I have an autoimmune disease. I am in no BS. Right. The fact is neutral. It takes the drama, but it's neutral itself. Yes. Yes. All right. I have lost 6 pounds in 2 weeks. Yes, that's a fact. We could take it to court. It's true. I drink alcohol. Yes. Yes. I am off my blood pressure meds. That is a fact. Yes. I'm in no BS. They have plans. Yes. Now, Karen, I'm an emotional eater. If you told me that, I'd be like, oh, really? Oh, you know, that elicits a feeling from me. And I bet when you think about being an emotional eater, you feel something. So it is, you know, that is not a fact. I'm in no BS. All right. So we are at neutralize. We will spend more time on that. Facts don't piss you off, upset you, or make you sad. Facts can be measured and agreed upon by others outside of you. Separating facts of a situation from how you're interpreting it can give you power and authority over what happens next. Yes, Corinne's example, I've regained all the weight I lost and then some. Could be today I weigh 220 pounds. That's all it is. All right. I have a cupboard for my food. Yeah, that's a good one. All right. Take that old shitty thought that you noticed at the beginning and then that you normalized it. And now we're going to neutralize that fact. Neutralize that situation. Just the facts. What is going on? It's all you do. What's going on? It should not make you feel some type of way. Now, Carolyn, this, you just want one sentence. We're just working on one thought. We're just working on one thought right now. So one thought is like a sentence. Normalizing it is a sentence. Neutralizes a sentence for one thought. And now we move over to next best thought and action. So this is when we start to shift into a new way of thinking. So we have our old shitty that like wrenched up the drama for us. We've explained to ourselves why it is normal. We have now pulled out the facts and we want to look at those facts and see what we actually want to be thinking right now. Take your old shitty thought. And then one good way to do it is this opener and closer idea. It's like level one of the next best thought in action. It's like level one. Sometimes I think that I have to count calories to lose weight, but I'm willing to be wrong about this. I don't need to keep thinking this to make a good decision. This is just something I'm thinking right now. That's like, those are like, add them all in, kind of fit all thought for like step number one, to start changing your thoughts a little bit, just to make them feel a little bit better. Okay. So, yeah, I know, Donna, I love that. This is something I'm thinking right now. That's one of my favorites. That is one of my favorite. Vivian, sometimes I think I can't snack and lose weight, but see that descriptor, but I'm willing to be wrong about this. So good, right? Like it feels like I hear you, brain. I hear the thought that you're trying to give me, but I might be wrong about it. I am willing to try new forms of exercise. So good. I have the tools I need through no BS. Sometimes I feel like I will not lose weight. I would even say think. Sometimes I think I will not lose weight, but I will never give up. So good. These are really, really good. sometimes I think no BS is hard. And I would even add to that, Mary Ellen, but that's only because I'm learning new things. Yes, but that's just a thought. I overate today, but I can focus on tomorrow or something. It went fast. Let's see. I'm learning new things and it might be hard, but I'm not giving up. I love that so much. Yes. It's exactly how it works. So we've created a new kind of a doable thought. Now, it does not need to be a pie in the sky thought. A unicorn, we like to call them a unicorn thought. You know, it doesn't, you're not trying to go from, I'm never going to lose my weight to, a year from now, I'm being naked on a beach, living my best life. No. You can go to, I know I can do it 1 pound at a time. I know that it is possible. I believe I have all the support I need to lose all of my weight. That is like a doable, believable level up thought that you can grab onto and think and get relief in those moments. Okay. And then you can even go to a next doable action. Decide what you're going to do next. Decide what you're going to do next. So it could be, I'm going to make my plan tomorrow. I'm going to drink my water tomorrow. I can make my next best decision today. I overate at lunch, but dinner's coming. So it could be, I'm going to serve myself half at dinner and reassess. That could be something that you're going to do. If you're one to exercise, it could be, I'm going to put on my tennis shoes tomorrow. Whatever it is. Okay. That's all this is. So I'm going to stop sharing the screen. I will plan a sweet and wait for hunger before eating it. So good. So good. All right. Now, at the end of module two, when you finish module two, you will see on there, I'm going to show you exactly where to find it. Let's see. Here we are. Let me share my screen one more time, because I want you to see this. For sure. Where'd it go? Here it is. Somebody was asking about journal prompts. If you go to the very end of module two, lesson 11, module two finisher bonus, 7-day overeating four ends journal. Okay. If you are listening to the podcast for your No BS, if you're listening to the private member podcast, please come to the website and check off where you are in your modules and units and take a look at these worksheets. There is some gold up in here. So there's a 7-day power journal. Okay. You answer a journal prompt every day. What are my thoughts about waiting for hunger? So you write about what you think about waiting for hunger. And then you go back up there and look at all the thoughts that you have about it. Pick one and write about it down here. The next day, when I think about stopping before I'm full, I think. Okay. And then you can do your four ends. What am I usually thinking about when I overeat? So go to the end, go to the website, go to the end of module two, look for your bonus, and just do this for a week. Y'all deserve it. Y'all deserve it. So, all right, we've done the worksheet. We've done those things. I've told you where your fantastic bonus is. Amazing. If anybody would like to get on camera and go through their four ends with me, they have any questions, raise your hand and I will pull you up. Not everybody at once. I don't want everybody at once to raise their hand, y'all. Do we get done early today? This is so awesome. Evie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. She's coming, I think. Where'd she go? Oh, here she is.
On mute.
And video.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Kind of bad lighting in here.
Oh, you're good, Evie. We're good.
Okay. It's Evie.
Oh, Evie, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
You corrected me. Thank you.
Okay. So, one of my thoughts is I can't have sugar and processed carbs and bread. Okay. That's okay. So then I went down and thought, to normalize it, I guess I didn't normalize that one. That's the one I want to work on.
Okay.
But well, then tell me
why it's normal. Why is it normal to think that?
Because I'm diabetic and I don't want all the complications of diabetes. I watched my mother die from it. And I seen how it just physically took over and then eventually mentally and then she passed away.
This is a good one. I'm excited to do this one, Evie.
Okay.
So it is normal to think that because my doctor has told me I watched my mom suffer from eating things when she was a diabetic. So it's normal to think that.
Yes.
Okay. What are the facts?
Well, I want to be sugar-free.
No. What are the facts? What are the facts? Remember, we got to take it before the judge. What's going on here?
I don't know. Okay, now I'm lost. I'm sorry.
So we normalized it. Now we're going to neutralize it. We're going to just pull out the facts.
Okay, that's where I put, I want to be sugar-free.
That's your thought.
Okay.
What are the facts that you could go before a judge and everybody would agree?
Okay, I am sugar-free.
Are you sugar-free?
I'm like, this is the fourth day.
Yeah, no, it's not a fact.
Okay.
Okay, the fact is you're a diabetic. I have diabetes.
Okay.
Another fact is probably, if I had to guess, my doctor said, what did he say?
Well, to go see the nutritionist, you know how doctors are, they're so busy. You know, and he told me I had to do, he put me on metformin and then we changed it to where I give myself a shot once a week. And then he sent me over to the nutritionist to start eating right. And then I disagreed with the nutritionist because.
Wait. We're still getting in the facts. So your fact so far is I am diabetes. Number one. Yeah. Number two. I take insulin.
No, I don't take insulin, but I take diabetic medication.
I take diabetic medication. Another fact is I went to a nutritionist.
Okay.
All of this, remember, I could stand before the judge and I would not perjure myself in a court of law.
Okay. Yeah.
All true.
Yep.
And the dietitian said, or nutritionist said, what?
Well, she gave me, she was telling me that I can eat macaroni and, you know, a lot of processed carbs, bread, but, you know, but they were minimized or there was a limit to them, like a half a cup of macaroni or pasta a day. And yeah, and I can't tell you the last time I even had macaroni.
Okay. So the dietitian, you went to the dietitian and she gave you a special diet.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your facts. That is the neutralize.
That is a neutralize. Okay. I was all wrong on there then.
See, there's no story. It's exactly what is factual and true.
Okay.
So knowing that you're a diabetic is true.
Mm-hmm.
You take insulin.
I take medication. It's
you
not.
Take, I'm sorry. I keep saying insulin. You take diabetes medication.
Yep.
You went to the nutritionist and the nutritionist gave you a special diet. Yep. And then we also have basically like, there are in this world processed carbs and sugar and pasta. That's also a fact.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to think about all those things?
I hate them all.
You hate what?
I mean, I hate being a diabetic.
Well, I mean, you can hate it all you want, but it's true right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't get you very far.
No, it doesn't.
No. But what do we want to think about the information that you have about your health and your want to include some sugar, whatever?
So what is your question?
Like, what do you want to think now about your diet and including some of these foods based on your facts?
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to be sugar free. I do want to become, I'm alcohol free. I was a heavy smoker and I've quit smoking 3.5 years ago. So if I could do that, sugar just seems so much harder to let go of.
Because I mean, there's another old shitty you could plug in a 4N right there, right? But let's focus on this one.
Okay.
Why is it so important for you to be no sugar?
I just think my health would improve drastically.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have to take the diabetes medication. And
right. But your thought, original thought was, I can't have sugar and processed foods to lose weight.
And bread.
That was your thought.
I love bread. Yes.
So now it is, I can plan those things if I want, but it is very important for my health not to include them. Or I can plan those things if I want, but I'm going to prioritize my health right now. Or I know I feel better physically when I don't have those things, whatever that thought is.
Okay. I like that.
And then what could you do? What's the next, like your, you know, next best action?
Is when I go grocery shopping, my nut is to stay out of the aisles.
Girl, that's so good. Stay at the candy aisle at the grocery store. Great action. Like, we're even going to remove the, like, we're going to get out of our face. That's such a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another big thing for me is learning to cook. I made a black bean recipe the other day that I never, ever, ever, I know they have a lot of carbs, but they have a lot of fiber too.
Yeah.
And the recipe that I followed, I mean, and that was probably the first time I bought a real garlic bulb. And because otherwise I just use garlic powder and onion powder.
Yeah,
and got the onion, good. Olive oil. But I need more recipes. I need to learn. Yeah. And it's time consuming.
Well, Evie, I'm going to tell you this. So we've talked about your thoughts about sugar and processed foods and all the other kind of stuff. But I know that you're going to, you know, you're still talking to your doctor. You're monitoring your blood sugar. I'm not giving you like health advice of what to eat or not to eat. I'm just working on your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But you still need to, you know, make sure before you change anything or cut anything totally out, all that sort of thing, you need to make sure that you're talking to your doctor.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Well, thank you, Evie.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Here we go, Miss Coralie. Let's see. Here she comes.
Hi.
I was so excited to see your name. I haven't seen you in so long. You doing good?
And I've never been coached by you, so I'm excited.
I know, but I remember your camp coaching.
I know, numerous times.
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
It's going to be diabetes night.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been working through this with the four N's. I've also done it through a think, feel, do cycle.
Okay. And for anybody new, think, feel, do is what that's sort of how we used to work through our thoughts, but we have up-leveled to the four N's. Mm-hmm. And we have an OG in the house.
I know. And okay, I have to say this, and I was going to put it on Facebook, but me and Facebook with posting about myself, I should just get over it and do it. But it's been a year since I've maintained 102 pounds off.
There you go.
I know.
102 pounds. Diabetic. Mm-hmm. Maintain 102 pound weight loss.
And it's my 1 year anniversary.
Oh my goodness.
I know. At goal.
I'm going to Slack Corinne, right?
Okay. Yes. Get off do of that. I'm so excited. Yeah. It's been a year. I noticed that the other day and I'm like, it's been a year. It's so cool. Okay. So this is my 4N and I'm trying to figure out how to do this. So I do have type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
I am on a continuous glucose monitor. So mm-hmm. I wear it on my arm.
Yes.
It monitors on my phone. So I am managing really well. A1C is really good. My doctor it's up to you. And so the question is, do I want to be on an insulin pump? And my doctor is saying, I'm going to do whatever you want. You're managing your diabetes really well, doing actual like injections, mm-hmm. Which I have to do daily. He's like, an insulin pump could be really a lot easier for you, for the fact that because I'm a teacher, sometimes when I'm teaching, my blood sugar goes up and I'm in the middle of teaching because I get excited or whatever, or
Yeah.
And so he's like, it'll be a little easier for you because then the pump will automatically give you insulin and bring you down. It won't allow you to go up. So on that note, it's kind of like, that's a really cool thing. I want to be able to do that. But the problem is my thoughts. And so running it through a 4N, this is my thought. If I have an insulin pump, I don't know why, but I'm thinking I will gain weight because it's easier to do the math on it. Cause the pump does the math for me. Cause right now I have to count my carbs and then I have to give my insulin based on the carbs. So if I'm on a pump, I can just say I'm eating 16 carbs. It's going to do the pump. It's going to give me insulin. And if I didn't count right or something's off, it'll give me the insulin I need. And it's easier for me where I don't have to keep calculating it.
When you found out you were a diabetic, how many pounds had you lost?
60.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, so let's go through the four N's. That's going to be one of our facts.
Okay.
So your thought is, tell me one more time, if I go on the pump, I will gain weight.
Yes.
Why would it be?
Okay, go ahead. I think I'm going to gain weight because it's going to be easier for me to eat challenging foods. Like pizza is a challenging food. Fried food is challenging. Eating, like I can eat sugar. I just have to take a lot of insulin. Like I just got back from vacation from New Orleans. I ate a brunei. I just had to take more insulin. If I was on a pump, it would have done it for me. It wouldn't have allowed me to go higher. It would have been giving me the insulin I needed. So it would have been easier to eat that. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Why doesn't it make sense?
It's a thought. That's what.
But it would be easier.
Okay. All right. So your thought is it'll be easier for me to, like, which thought? If I go on a pump, I'll gain weight, or it'll be easier for me to.
It'll be easier for me to eat more challenging foods.
On a pump.
And the challenging foods are like the good foods, which for me, my good foods are pizza, like fried chicken, because they have so much fat and because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With it being diabetes.
Why would it be normal to think that?
That they're challenging because.
No, that you're going to gain weight because it's going to be easier to gain to. Why would it? Yeah, because it's easier to eat challenging foods. You're going to gain weight because it's easier to eat challenging foods.
Okay. So then why is that normal for me to think that? Because right now it's really hard. Because right now I have to do so much math to figure out the insulin I need to give myself. And then I have to wait 2 hours to give myself more. And then I have to like go, okay. And then 3 hours, you know, 3 hours after that, it's another calculation and I have to give myself more that I'm doing myself. The pump wouldn't make me do that. The pump would just say, this is what you need and this is when you need it.
Okay. So it's normal to think that. It's normal to think that because
the pump,
it would not be.
I have to do all the work now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to do all the work now. Okay.
So I'm writing that down because I have to do the work. Okay. Okay. And so then. Yes. Someone just said she's afraid she'll lose control. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I do eat the pizza, but I end up with high blood sugar for like 6 hours. The pump wouldn't let me have 6 hours of high blood sugar. It would have fixed it.
Okay. Well, let's go to the facts.
Okay. What are the facts? The facts are, okay, because I did it digitally. The facts are, a pump is available to me.
Okay. My doctor has offered me a pump.
The doctor's offered me a pump.
Mm-hmm.
Is a fact that it's easy?
No.
That's not a fact? Mm-mm. Why isn't it a fact if it's easier to do? It's easier to just put the number in there. I just have to put carbs and not mess with any timing.
Listen, somebody would be like, I got to maintain that damn pump.
Okay.
Oh my God, I hate wearing it all the time. It's such a chore.
Okay. Yeah, because I still have thoughts about how it looks, but that's another call.
I mean, but right? Like, so that's not a fact. Not everybody would agree with you.
Okay. So then the fact is the doctor's offered me a pump. Another fact is I don't have to take it. I don't have to do it because I'm managing well. Is that a fact?
That's a thought. Like,
that's a thought.
I'm managing well. Like somebody be like, that's a lot of it doesn't sound like you're doing well. It's a lot of work. Like that sucks.
Well, I'm managing well because my A1C is good.
A1C is in normal range.
A1C is good.
Normal range. That is a fact. We could take the paperwork to the judge and she would say that is true.
Oh, another fact is what you told me. I've lost 60 pounds.
I lost 60 pounds before I was on insulin.
Mm-hmm. Is it also a fact that I lost 42 with insulin?
Yeah, okay. Sure is.
Okay.
All your facts.
Someone's asking, does it make it easier to overeat? It does with the pump. That's not a fact though, but it makes it easier.
In your mind, it does. That's your thought about it.
But if the pump is going to give me more insulin, if I overeat, it makes it easier. But not that I don't like the way I feel when I overeat. So I won't do that.
Oh, you won't?
No, I don't like the way it feels.
There's your next best thought. I don't like the way it feels when I overeat.
Okay, that's good. I wasn't thinking like that. So I still have a choice of what I get to eat. I still know what I'm going to put in my mouth. I still will follow the four basics.
Mm-hmm.
I think my hang up is that, like, what if I want to eat? Like, because I pick and choose when I'm going to like eat pizza, or because I'm like, okay, I'll be home. I won't have to be, you know what I mean?
So now you're just going to eat it every meal 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Don't you still get to pick and choose when you eat it?
Yes. I don't know why my brain is going there, that I'm going to just like be eating. I'm going to eat pizza for breakfast, you know, fried chicken for lunch.
Of course. And a beignet for dessert.
And a beignet for dessert. Because I did buy the mix on how to do that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was getting hung up on.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing that.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing that. That makes sense.
You got this. I mean, it is up to you. I mean, you could still decide not to get it, but you were really successful at weight loss. That can be a really good thought for you. I was really successful at weight loss.
And I've been successful at maintaining my weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I've enjoyed everything I'm eating. I don't know why in my head I kept thinking, I'm enjoying everything now. If I get a pump, I'm just going to go crazy eating everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And you have so many reasons. Like you said, so many amazing thoughts. Like, I don't even feel well whenever I overeat.
Yeah. And I don't feel good sometimes. Like when I eat like high fat food, I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But here's the thing. How did you lose that last 40 pounds? And like maintain it for this time?
I ate when I was hungry, stopped when I had enough. I've always liked exercising, and I exercise before work. So I'm at the gym at 4:30. I am an avid journaler and love it.
Not one time did you say, cause I had to do so much fucking math.
I know. Yeah.
The right. Math did not help you lose weight and mm-hmm. keep it off. It's the habits you created.
Yeah.
That all of this was, math mm-hmm. was never on your list.
You're right. So, okay. So thank you, because I get it. But I do have a question then. And I know it's an old shitty. Like, why? And maybe this can't be answered, but why did my brain go to like, because it's a pump now and you don't have to do math. Now you're going to like be out of control. It just did.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows where it came from? It's probably because that story probably came from a story that you've been telling yourself. It's so much harder to overeat and to eat these other things because mm-hmm. of all the math. So then if you think that that's true, and then you're faced with removing the math, your brain was like, well, now it's going to be easy to gain weight.
And you know what? Now that you say that, thank you, because you're right. Because I would sit there, like when people are like, do you want to eat that? And I'm like, I don't want to calculate that mess. It's not worth it. I don't want to calculate. I don't do all that math. And I don't have to wait, like, you know, 2 hours later, have to give myself more insulin. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you, MJ.
You're so welcome. That was, great. So good.
And it was great getting coached by you. I've never gotten coached.
It was so good. And I feel like, if y'all don't know, like, she got coached at camp. You've been coached on like some of our free, like one of those, like when we were opening, and then didn't you get coached on one of those calls? You've gotten coached several times.
I got coached on Women of Color was my first one when that first came out.
Yes.
And then I got coached on when I had just gotten that day, got a call on the
that
first
day.
Camp. That day, yep. Got a call from my doctor that I was diabetic, but he thought I was type 2. And then I got coached again on the next camp because I ended up being, they did a test and I ended up being type 1 diabetic versus type 2.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like the whole, I can't do this program because I have to take insulin and I have a special plan and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm going to shout out to my accountability group, which is my sister, my actual sister. She is an OBS woman. And then I have, and then also Anne, she is now back. She quit for a little bit and now she's back. She's part of the Jumpstarter. So I have to give a shout out to them. And then we have a friend, Sheila, as well.
Oh, well, welcome, y'all.
Yeah.
Everybody. All right.
So exciting. So thank you.
Well, it's so good to see you.
Same here. And I'm trying to make it to camp in person one of these days.
I hope you do. I hope you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, MJ.
For anybody who is new around here, you just met Camp Royalty. What that is. And I am so excited. I mean, yes, she is an inspiration. I'm going to tell you, she is like the epitome of what it means to be an obese woman. And if you really think about it, like halfway through her weight loss journey, she finds out she's got type 2 diabetes. Then she finds out that no, it's actually type 1. She figured out how to make no BS work for her. She lost all of her weight and she's kept it off. Like, seriously, if she can do it and all of those like things were put in front of her, y'all, we got this. We got this. And that is a fact. That is a fact. And you want to talk about, I mean, she would be the first to tell you, like, this support has been so good. All you have to do is ask questions and we are here to help you. Like, so good. Oh my gosh. All right, let me talk about what is coming up next, the rest of this week in OBS. Mastering maintenance. If you are in maintenance or about to be fixing a bee, or you just want to hear about what it's like to be in maintenance, come and visit with Coach Christy on Saturday, October the 5th at 9 a.m. Central Time. Weight loss coaching with Corinne, Sunday, October 16th at 11 a.m. Central. And then the Queen's Club. With Corinne, Sunday, October 16th at 1. What is Queen's Club? If you are inside of No BS and you have lost 25 pounds, I don't care how you lost it. If you lost 28 pounds on Weight Watchers and you join No BS and have lost 0 pounds since you joined, you are still a queen. You join Queen's Club. If you lost part of your weight outside and part of your weight inside of No BS, does not matter. Corinne, the team, if you've lost 25 pounds, I don't give a shit how you lost it. You need to be celebrated. We want to honor you. So head over to the website. You will see Queen's Club. Fill out the form. On the Queen's Club call, anybody can come to the call, but only queens get coached. So make sure if you've lost 25 pounds, and this is one of those calls, y'all, you just raise your hand and get coached. It's not a pre-selected call. So if you have lost 25 pounds, join the Queen's Club. You can hop on that call with Corinne on Sunday and raise your hand and get coached. All right. Yes, it is open coaching. That's what makes it amazing. Thank y'all. I never get to teach anymore. I never get to teach. Take your four ends. Lisa, close your ears. Close your ears, Lisa. Take your four ends over to Ask Coaches. Don't tell the other coaches I said that, Lisa. We will help you figure it out. That is what we are here for. I say this all the time. No BS women do not sit around in confusion and overwhelm. Not when you have got 10, count them 10, life and weight loss coaches sitting in as coaches ready to help you. We're just waiting. Lisa, don't listen. We just waiting to help. All you have to do is reach out. You have never had the support you have in No BS. You have never had people that want you to succeed like you do here. Let us do our jobs and help you. Okay, that's it. I will talk to y'all later. Y'all have a great rest of your week, and I will see y'all around. Bye, y'all.